Part 16, Chapter 5. There were people there who would be telling their great-grandchildren that they personally had been present when the Johnny had gone into that cage, and who would gain no small importance and notoriety because of it. Johnny was on Windsplitter again, walking the horse toward the small isolated dome erected to house the Chamco brothers.
"That was not well done,"
said Robert the Fox, close beside Johnny.
"Don't scare these people like that."
He himself had been worried stiff.
"I didn't come over to see the people. I came over to see the Chamcos, and I'm on my way right now."
"You have to think of your public presence,"
said Robert the Fox, gently.
"That frightened them."
This might be Johnny's first day out, and Robert might want it to be a good day for him, but that visit to Turl had been hair-raising.
"You're a symbol now,"
he continued. Johnny turned toward him. He was very fond of Sir Robert, but he couldn't conceive of himself as a symbol.
"I'm just Johnny Goodboy Tyler."
He suddenly laughed in a kindly way.
"That is to say, Mac Tyler."
Any concern Sir Robert had felt melted. What could you do with this laddie? He was glad the day seemed a happy one again to Johnny. The crowd was much more subdued, but it was following. Colonel Ivan had gotten over his fright and had his lance-carrying Cossacks in formation. Biddy MacLeod had successfully swallowed his heart and was leading in the direction Windsplitter seemed to be pointing him. The Argyle in command of the compound sneaked a quick and needed one from a flask and was handing it to his second-in-command. Johnny sized up the separate dome ahead. Well, they had done very well by the Chamco brothers. They had salvaged a dome canopy from some mine shafts not now working. It had been raised on a concrete circle. Its atmosphere lock was one of the better ones, a transparent revolving door to keep the breathe gas in and the air out. There was a separate breathe gas tank and pump. The transparent dome had shades, and they were open now despite the sun's heat. Cyclos didn't seem to care much about heat and cold. Here the Chamcos were busy with plans and suggestions in return for pay that could be paid now in cash, thanks to Kerr's discovery of galactic credits. Johnny knew them from his training days around the mine site. They were top-grade design and planning engineers, graduates of all the accepted Cyclo and company schools. By report, they were extremely cooperative and even polite, as polite as a Cyclo ever could be, which was not much. Their idea of politeness was a one-way flow, at them.